All right. Coming up next, the speaker, I worked with her on a website called Cover Me in the freelance writer days of my career, and it is probably the best website I've ever written for. It is a website about cover songs, which you might be able to tell I like a lot. She has worked with the Young Storytellers Foundation in Los Angeles, which is a wonderful thing. She currently has started freelancing full-time and is up to some really great stuff. Also a candle maker, which is really cool. This is Maggie Clancy.
Personally glad that nerd culture broke because, you know, now men are kind of like, they're like, oh, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And I get to do, no, I haven't. I haven't seen Star Wars. And just like Admiral Akbar, it's a trap. And I win. But I mean, like anybody who moves to LA, I feel like, you know, it's a huge transplant sort of culture. I moved out here 3 years ago, actually. Around the same time as Ramiro, we went to DePaul University in Chicago together. Yeah. Woo-hoo! Blue Demons! And I moved out here with, like, stars in my eyes and $300 in my pocket, thinking, you know, I went to film school, so I'll definitely get a job. and it didn't pan out like that. So, I mean, I don't want to bore you with, like, terrible stories of being, like, a PA or having shit jobs, because I'm sure at one point or another we've all driven 2 hours to go to a lily pad farm for the guy who wrote Contact, and we went shopping for lily pads, and we all took pictures of said lily pads, right? Because this is the color you want. He's like, yes, that looks great. I'm like, perfect. I brought them back to his pond. I got in, and I waited, you know, up to here and placed said lily pads in his pond, and we've all been like, is this okay, Michael? And he's like, we should just return them. And you're like, okay. So we've all done that, right? But yeah, when I moved out here, I had my fair share of shit jobs. I had my assistant job, which I just did like personal errands and lily pad placing. I also worked at a restaurant at the Grove, which if you're not from LA or not familiar, it is hell on earth. It is one of the worst places ever. And I literally just stood downstairs. Was like a two-story restaurant, and I was a hostess. So I wore 5-inch heels that were mandated, and I scurry up to here and was like, do you want to see our menu? Do you want to see our menu? And I had Russian men offer me second cell phones, which I don't know why I would need them, but they were offered to me. And lastly, I used to, you know, nanny, and I had a 6-year-old tell me, if you eat more than one donut a month, you're going to get fat, and that's bad. So my spirit was crushed. But luckily, after 8 months of that, I landed a full-time gig as an office manager at a boutique commercial production company, which sounds super ritzy, but it's just the glorified receptionist. And I did that for 2 years, and you know, you think you're like, I'm doing it, like, I've got the full-time gig, I'm meeting people, it's going to lead to things. And then in November, I just hit this point where I'm like, I keep working in an office. At age 45, I'm going to do whatever the female equivalent is of buying a sports car, which I assume is like bejazzling your vagina or something like that. So I'm like, I need to get out. So I gave my notice. I, you know, left quietly, and I've been freelancing ever since. And what I've learned is that freelancing is just a soft way of telling your parents you're unemployed. So, and you're just taking every odd job you can take. But the good thing about freelancing is now I kind of have this, like, I have the daytime back. It's actually really nice and pleasant. So I've been taking my dog to the Silver Lake Dog Park, which is a lot of fun. I saw Ron Perlstein there once, which was really exciting. And I was just, like, my dog was, like, doing her thing, like, taking a shit or something. And I just see this man. He's just, like, you know, average-looking dude, mid-30s. I'm just like, all right, whatever. And then he goes, come here, Theon. And I'm like, oh, he named his dog after Game of Thrones. Cool. But he was talking to his kid, and, like, this, like, little 2-year-old comes running in. And, like, and despite, like, my life being so in shambles right now, like, to the point where I'm, like, I can put, like, $12 in my, like, car for gas, my body started doing this thing where it was, like, fulfill your biological purpose. Like, it was just, like, ooh. And, like, I'm curious if, like, anybody was like, she's kind of cool, and then she starts talking about having babies, and they're like, whoa. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm in no place or mindset to have kids, but, like, I was thinking about it after my body was like, do it, do it, do it. I was like, God, if I want to, like, live here, like, the idea of raising kids in L.A. is mildly horrifying. like, when I worked at that restaurant, there was a Sweet 16 birthday party there, and these 15-year-old girls had, like, $8,000 Prada bags and, like, hair extensions to here, and I was just like, So sad. So sad. So, you know, being 25 and, you know, having, you know, other things to do, you know, besides worry about, you know, non-existent kids that I have, or don't have, rather, I was like, what do I need to do to, like, raise kids in, like, a good way? And I thought of, like, three pillars, and I'm like, this is going to guarantee you that my future kids are going to be, like, emotionally stable, responsible, like, contributing members of society. First things first, they have to skateboard. Number one, if you've ever been to Venice Boardwalk, you've seen these, like, 11-year-old kids with long hair, like, they look like they should have been extras in Brink, and you're like, yeah, these kids know what's up. Like, they know what's up. Like, and they, like, always hang out in, like, packs, but, like, they don't never seem mean-spirited. They always seem like they're having a good time. Like, I mean, I've never skateboarded in my life, so this is all, you know, just super speculation, but I'm assuming it's a good thing. And they're outside, they're, like, not on their screens, although by the time I have children, I assume they'll have, like, contacts where, like, BuzzFeed lists just, like, scroll down through it, or Skynet will have taken over Los Angeles, and Sarah Connor will be, you know, blasting away Terminators. So that was pillar number one. I'm like, they have to skateboard, too. If they're like, Mom, you know, I want to play piano, or I want to do karate, I'm like, you will skateboard. You will fucking like it. So that's pillar number one. Pillar number two, they have to learn Spanish. Because we live in Los Angeles, like, I think it's just a smart thing. In high school, I took German because as a white girl, I'm like, I'm 50% German. White people, nobody cares what percentage of European races you are. They just don't. And I just think it's important for my kids to be able to, like, you know, not take German. I took it because, you know, I was 50% German. And it was the fifth leading language in the business world. I'm like, I want to be a filmmaker. This will definitely help me. Solid work, Maggie. And lastly, the last thing I'm like that I have to do for my children, I cannot let them enter the film industry so they don't think about children that they don't already have at age 25 and start thinking about what they can and cannot do.
Thank you, Maggie. I took Latin in high school because I went to a Catholic school. That was very useful. I don't remember any of it, but I think I read, like, the first half book of the Iliad, so that's cool.